GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we've got a lineup that zigzags across regulatory landscapes, corporate contradictions, and the ever-present specter of job stability in the crypto space. Let's dive right in. First up, the UK has definitely made a bold move in the global crypto jurisdiction sweepstakes. The Financial Conduct Authority just rolled out its long-awaited crypto rulebook, and it's clear Britain is courting the industry with open arms and loosened purse strings. Nestled within this 1,000-page opus is a twist aimed directly at the heart of EU regulatory plans. The UK has halved the capital requirements for stablecoin issuers compared to the EU's MiCA regulation. This is the kind of post-Brexit maneuvering that makes Brussels nervous. The UK is effectively hanging a crypto welcome sign over its borders, betting that lower financial hoops will entice crypto firms to cross the channel. It's jurisdictional judo, and frankly, a pretty transparent play to siphon off business from Europe. For crypto companies looking for a regulatory environment that lets them keep a bit more capital on hand, the UK just became a more attractive option. Now, let's pivot to an iconic figure in the Bitcoin world, Michael Saylor. Known for his unwavering, never sell mantra, Saylor has been the vocal embodiment of Bitcoin maximalism. So imagine the cognitive dissonance when Strategy, his company, quietly sanctioned a plan to offload up to $1.25 billion in Bitcoin. It's real, it's happening, and it's documented in an official filing. No rumors here. This pivot is encapsulated in something they're calling the Digital Credit Capital Framework. Maybe they're hedging their bets or just preparing for volatility, but whatever the reason, it's a complete 180 from the doctrine that never sell adherents have been chanting. Whether this move signals a shift in corporate faith in Bitcoin or just prudent financial management, it's a stark reminder that in crypto, nothing is sacred and everything is market-driven. Rounding out today's episode, this week in crypto was nothing short of a maelstrom. Polymarket found itself the unfortunate target of a sophisticated supply chain attack, losing $3.1 million without a single phishing click. This debacle has invited the scrutiny of the CFTC, adding legal headaches to financial wounds. Clearly, this isn't just another run-of-the-mill hack. It's a wake-up call about the sophistication of threats out there. Over in Ethereum land, the foundation announced significant cuts to its workforce, including the closure of its privacy research lab, a move driven by a hefty 40% budget cut. It's a stark reminder that even giants aren't immune to financial constraints. As for the job market in crypto, these developments cast a long shadow. For developers and professionals in the space, it underscores the need for versatility and a keen eye on emerging opportunities and threats alike. So what does all of this mean for the crypto builders and job seekers out there? In a word, adaptation. Whether you're eyeing the UK's friendlier rules, pondering the implications of a big Bitcoin sell-off, or navigating the fallout from industry layoffs, agility is key. Crypto's landscape shifts fast, and only those willing to move with it will thrive. That's it for today's Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.